Go Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday as we are right here in the middle of September. Everybody's got two or three games under their belts on the football field, a lot more on the volleyball court, and all the other fall sports that are going on, a little soccer as well on the collegiate scene. Coming up, it's Mondays with Merck and Morris. UNK head football coach Daryl Morris will join us in just a couple of minutes, and then Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College, for the second week in a row. It's a clean sweep. The Huskers, the Lopers, and the Broncos all pick up easy wins this time around.
Yeah, great for all three teams. And Daryl Morris joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I want to start off by asking you, have you ever saw a better 22 minutes of football to start a game for the Lopers?
Well, you know, we've had some, but even this week's opponent last year, I think we were up on them 21-0 in the first quarter. But yeah, it was a great showing for us offensively and defensively, and we did jump out on them pretty quick, and you know, I think we put them away pretty early.
What does that do in the grand scheme of things when you still got three quarters of football to play, and you know that the game's, as far as the scoreboard, is over?
Well, I think the challenge is, and I don't know that we succeeded in meeting this challenge, and that's keeping your kids interested in the game. And I think we floundered around a little bit there towards the end of the second quarter, you know, we lost our focus a little bit, and maybe didn't do things fundamentally as good as we should and all that kind of stuff. So I think the challenge is just keeping me interested in the ball game.
Daryl, I look up and down the stat sheet. Everything's pretty positive. A few probably more penalties than you would like, though, something you're working on to clean up?
Well, yeah, you know, but I've had conversations with you know, the referee and crew and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think when you get up on somebody 28-0, 31-0, and then at halftime or whatever the heck it was, and they start getting frustrated, and you know, their emotions start getting the best of them, and then they, you know, they do things. And so, yeah, we need to keep our heads, and we need to not retaliate against things that are being done, and just be smart. And we were concerned about having injuries, guys pushing guys after a play's over, knocking them over piles and rolling in somebody's knee. And we were having conversations with the referee and crew throughout the game about that. And you know, some of them were just aggressive. You know, a linebacker hitting their quarterback, you know, he thought he took two steps, maybe he took three, and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, penalties will kill you if you're not careful.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us to talk about the 45-13 win over Western State. Coach, you had three running backs do some good things. Ryan's the guy that got in the end zone. Zach's the guy that led the team in rushing. You got Brendan back. Who was most impressive? Where are you sitting at going into the big game here next weekend?
Well, I thought all three of them did a great job. I think it was nice to see Brendan get in the end zone. He had another opportunity. He could have actually had him about a 95-yard run and kind of stepped out of bounds going down the sideline. So he feels bad about that. But I thought Ryan Skog did a great job getting the ball in the end zone, you know, from the 1, 2, 3-yard line. And then, of course, Zach Horan ran well out in the open field, popped a couple of them on him, and got out in the open field and showed some elusiveness. So it was encouraging all the way around. Now how do we keep all those kids involved as we get Rusty Dringbat and Riley Newcomer back? And, you know, that'll be a job that we're going to have to try to figure out a system there. But they did a nice job for us. They held onto the football. They scored touchdowns. And, you know, that's kind of what we needed out of them.
Daryl, defensively, my boy Justina Swedberg saw some of his first action.
He did, and Justin's starting to get over his injury from last spring, and he's starting to get back into shape and starting to get, you know, the reps are starting to pile up for him a little bit, and his reads are starting to come back to him, and the process of the mental process of you know, analyzing information that he's seeing in a game and that kind of stuff, he's starting to come around, so we expect him just to get better and better.
Also defensively, Mason Brodeen, a huge game for him.
Mason had a big game. I think Pat Ackerman led the team in tackles. Mason had a lot of tackles. Josh Rohde continues to play well. You know, the guys up front are doing a nice job. So anytime you can hold somebody 2 weeks in a row under 100 yards rushing, normally you're going to be successful.
Daryl, I'll ask you about Saturday. You got an 0-3 team coming in, although going to Shattern, I believe 24-21, that has to put you on a little bit of a concern.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they played Shattern pretty tough. They were actually winning the game at 7-0 there at one time, but then it did get 24-7 in Shattern's favor, and then I think Shattern snapped the ball over their punter's head, and they scored a late touchdown, kicked an onside kick, got it, scored a touchdown. Wow. So what that tells me is that they will play the whole game, and they'll continue to try to win. And the coaches have those kids believing that they can do that, come back and win a big game on the road. So I look for it to be a heck of a battle. You know, it's always tough to play in Alamosa. The altitude is a little bit of a chore for us sometimes. And, it'll be a good ball game. They've got a good defense.
Darryl, any surprises right now as you look at how the RMAC teams are playing?
You know, I think it's still a little too early to tell, and a lot of non-conference games, you're not really familiar with some of the people that they've played. So I think after a couple more weeks, I think the RMAC will start to shake itself out a little bit, and the cream will start rising to the top, and hopefully we can still be in the mix by that time.
And again, now after this game, we talked a little bit about the running backs, where their health was. What about the rest of the team?
Well, actually we came out of it in pretty good shape. We didn't suffer any injuries that are going to keep anybody out of the ball game this coming Saturday that I'm aware of right now anyway. We've got some bumps and bruises. Bobby Adams did suffer a little bit of a shoulder injury. They thought it was maybe a grade 2 shoulder separation, but maybe not as bad as what we originally thought on the sideline. So hopefully Bob will be able to go. It's his non-throwing arm, and hopefully he'll still be available for duty if need be on Saturday.
And a rarity, a quirkiness, the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week, Kyle Kaiser, he was held to one catch on Saturday.
Yeah, but it was a big one. he looked at it. He came off the sideline. He goes, "That's 99. I'm done for the day, boys." So, and I said, "What?" He goes, "Look at my contract." So, great play, great throw. Kyle is a guy that I think people are going to struggle to cover all year long. He made a great catch against UNO in the corner of the end zone. And, as many ways we can get him the ball and as often as we can get him the ball, we're going to do that. Tyrone Hilton had a big day for us, 8 catches or 7 catches. And, we've always thought you get Tyrone healthy, and him and Kyle can be a good 1-2 punch.
Well, a good overall day for the Lopers, and Coach, go get him at Adams State and keep the winning streak going. We'll talk to you Monday.
We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Head Coach Darryl Morris at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Mondays with Merck and Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A 45-13 win. It was over early. That 99-yard touchdown pass, it's 14-0, and they hadn't even played 5 minutes.
Yeah. Anytime you're able to get a team. Remember, it was a 10 o'clock Mountain Time when those kids started for their body clock. That couldn't have been good to start off with playing an 11 o'clock game here. Jump on them. I know there was C.J. Tepley on that staff. Pat Stewart back was a former coach at UNK. The guys trying to turn around a program, and just a heck of an uphill battle. And the Lopers able to take him out early. Some big plays. Lopers the only Division II team. In the only Division II team with 2 catches of 99 yards. Only one.
The other one happened back in 1997 in the snow game. I think it actually made ESPN television, if memory serves me right. Justin Coleman throwing a 99-yarder against Wayne State later in the year. It was just a horrible day for football back in 97 when Coleman threw that touchdown pass of 99. A horrible day. It was one of those days where they had to try and chip the field so that you could see some of the every 10-yard markers.
Yeah.
So it was a tough day, but that's the first time since, and they've had some nice weather to play in. We've got a lot more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, going to join us. We'll talk about the Huskers. We'll hear some comments from Bo Pelini in his postgame press conference. Also, we will be talking talking about high school football and a wacky Friday night that it was, and a lot of folks started late or some Saturday. There's even a couple of games that got postponed until tonight as far as high school football goes. So that's what's coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break here. Paul Merkowitz is still in some meetings right now. We're going to get to him a little bit later on in the show, it looks like. So we'll take a break, come back, talk a little bit about the Huskers, the NFL, Ohio State's choke job, and Serena Williams after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
It's the-
the once-a-year all-out Smell-a-thon going on this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Save more than $1,000 on select Yamaha Grizzly ATVs or check out the 550cc Yamaha Grizzly. With power steering, fuel injection, and a huge radiator, they're the perfect ATV. Two wheels more your style? Well, then you've got to stop by and check out the unbelievable rebates on their Yamaha V-Star 950s. This fuel-injected belt drive classic cruiser is an incredible new model and priced to move. Dunlop ATV tires, just $55, almost half the regular price of $95. Or check out the eye-popping discounts on select apparel and accessories. But hurry in, this sale is only 1 week. It's the once-a-year all-out sell-a-thon going on this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, your new Polaris Ranger dealer, just south of I-80, Kearney.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy.
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for a car buff. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at jtmproducts.com.
BioGuard, the products to keep your pool water soft and crystal clean. Hi, this is Doug Detterding reminding you nothing is better than BioGuard water treatment to kill bacteria and algae and to protect against scale corrosion and staining. We are the BioGuard water professionals with both the product knowledge and experience. We're Detterding Swimming Pool Headquarters, 2nd Avenue in Kearney and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
Tonight, it's an AFC East matchup when Terrell Owens and the Buffalo Bills head to New England to face the Patriots. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me for all the action. Can a healthy Tom Brady get the Patriots back to the top of the division? Or will T.O. propel the Bills to their first playoff appearance in a decade? Tune in to find out if it's Monday Night Football. It is right here.
Patriots Bills followed by Raiders Chargers tonight on ESPN Radio.
Extreme weather can cause delays and closings. When it does, click on ESPNSuperstation.com and look for the Fidelity Heating and Air weather threat icon. Click it for a full listing of delays and closings anytime and update it all the time. Even when the weather stops you, nothing can stop a train.
Partly cloudy skies continue across the area today as we'll see high temperatures around 80 with a southeast wind from 5 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies and some patchy fog possible late, we'll fall up to 54. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mondays with Merck and Morris. We've already chatted with UNK football coach Daryl Morris. Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz will join us in the second half of the show. We're going to hear from Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini as well. But Daddy is happy because Daddy cashed at the window this weekend with his picks.
Well, Jimmy P's got his rent paid. He's back from out from under the bridge. He's got to be smiling this morning.
You're going to need more than 1 week, though.
And one. 3-1 in the college. 2-1 in the NFL for a total of 5-2.
Let's recap how Daddy went in the college. He had Fresno State at Wisconsin, just about the outright win, but it worked well for you, as we're going to say who won our pigskin pick'em, because you took Wisconsin to win the game,
right,
but Fresno to cover. Wisconsin actually wins that game double overtime. Virginia Tech routes Marshall. Wasn't even close. You were given 19. They win by 42. And Houston with the straight-up win. You had that called at Oklahoma State. We should have had Bowling Green, too. There were a lot of those games where the week one good guys had trouble the next week. And Houston at Oklahoma State, they were getting 16. They get the outright win. So you get three right. The only one you missed, you took Southern Cal to trounce Ohio State. We'll talk about that game in a moment. So you missed that one. In the pros, Cleveland hung on for a long time, but they couldn't get the job done, so you missed that one. Jacksonville seems to always play Indy tough. This time they played them tough at Indy, kind of a ho-hum game. Indy wins it 14-12. You were given getting seven, so you win that. And the 49ers, I told you, I liked them for the straight-up win on Friday, and you actually had them getting 6.5, but they get the straight-up win. So the 49ers and Jacksonville's winners, Cleveland a loss, so there you go. 3-1 in the college, 2-1 in the pros, a 5-2 weekend for the daddy. How disappointing was Ohio State? This is the nutshell I want to put it in. USC got a pick on the first possession of the game and took it to the 2, and it took 4 plays for them to get in. And the only other drive that they scored a touchdown on was the final one of the game, as Ohio State couldn't play defense with 2 hands around their throat. Jim Tressel kicks an 18-yard field goal after 3 horrific calls inside the 2-yard line. Winners score, winners go for it on 4th, and winners win. Ohio State, you're a loser. You did what you continually do. You lose. You should have won that ball game. Ohio State should have won that ball game. And now USC will have to find a Pac-10 team to lose to on the road this year to get knocked out of national title contention. Ohio State, seriously. What more would you want? This was the golden opportunity.
What did you expect? You expected Ohio State to win the game?
Yes, I did. I picked them to win the game right here on this program, and they should have won the game. And most people across the country say they should have won the football game.
You fail to realize they're in the Big Ten. This was you know what, for them to even being within the margin that they were, I find it remarkable, and I think it's a great step in the right direction for that program.
Tony, I pulled the top 25 out today. The only thing that was more embarrassing than that was Colorado's performance on Friday night. And H-Man from Riverdale has chimed in with a Monday email. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But I want to go to the top 25. You give me teams that are actually contenders for the national championship. I want you to give me teams that are actually contenders for the national championship. If I can find the damn top 25 list that just absolutely disappeared. Are you kidding me? I'll keep looking.
Would you like me to give you my contenders before you get to that list? I mean, before you find it? Because I don't think that list is all that long.
Okay, Florida's number 1.
Yes.
Texas is number 2.
Yes.
Southern Cal's number 3.
No.
Number 4 is Alabama.
Yes.
Number 5 is a tie, Penn State and Mississippi. Mississippi.
No.
Penn State.
No.
BYU.
No.
Cal.
No. Well, yes. I like Cal and their offense, yes.
LSU.
No.
Boise.
No.
And then that's the top 10. There's no need to go any farther, is there?
No, I think it's. I really think it's
Nebraska.
No.
Okay. Get that. I'll just get that off the cuff right here. Well, so we're basically saying right now we're down to 4 teams that have a chance to win the national championship.
I guess if you throw USC, it's a USC Cal winner. Although that game's at Cal, so I think it's going to be Cal. That's why I picked Cal.
And the Alabama Florida winner. Because they'll have to play again.
Yeah. Those are 2 awfully good football teams. I
think we've already lost a lot of... I don't think we've seen a lot the first couple weeks of the college football season. It's been very pretty. I don't think we've seen a lot at all.
You know what? Dan LeFever and LeFer, whatever, from Central Michigan, they had a great win over Michigan State. Now Notre Dame turns around and plays Michigan State. And a wild finish in Ann Arbor on that game. UCLA knocks off Tennessee, an exciting ball game. Pretty much start to finish, that ball game was close. I think that was a good one. Be interesting to see how many teeth the UCLA quarterback has in his head come this Monday or Tuesday. But
Lane Kiffin suffers defeat.
Yeah.
At the hands of Rick Neuheisel, a game that a lot of people couldn't stomach because of the coaching staffs. North Carolina struggles with Connecticut. Ohio struggles with North Texas. A team that went 1-11 last year. Let's go. We gave your picks.
Although North Texas really turning things around this year. They did win only 1 game, but weren't they the big winner last week over Ball State? I mean,
Ball State stinks. They got beat again this weekend by nobody. Louisiana Lafayette beating Kansas State. Not surprised. Not surprised in that ball game at all. That's the team that comes to Lincoln for the 300th sellout. K-State had to go to Lafayette, and they get beat. They give me Florida State down with less than 2 minutes to go to Jacksonville State 9-7. End up winning that ball game.
But see,
what's going on?
Well, but you're in a trap.
Should we be very happy about Nebraska's 38-9 win over Arkansas State when some people thought this might be a little more competitive than it should be?
Very, very vanilla effort out of the Huskers. I think it's a perfect. I think it's great. Hey, 38-9, took care of business. No glaring injury staring you in the face. You get ready for the big one. This is what you worked hard all summer for. By the way, 3.5-point spread out there. Virginia Tech favorite. I think that shocks a lot of people. But you mentioned Florida State, Doug. After all the emotion of playing in Miami. Oklahoma State, after all the emotion all summer long of getting geared up for Georgia.
Jacksonville State, Tony, I don't care what level you're at. Don't you appreciate going out and playing? These are college kids full of energy that only are playing 11, 12, possibly 13 football games a year. And the reason you go out is to play in the games. How can you not be ready? Even if you're not ready in the first quarter, how can you not be, oh, God, let's go, boys. Alabama was only ahead of Florida International, 6 points in the second half. Wyoming led Texas late in the second quarter. I mean, they ended up being big-time wins down the stretch because you just outmanned the other team. But there was a lot, and Nebraska didn't fall into that trap. They came right out and put Arkansas State away. They did struggle a little bit putting points on the board in the second half. But vanilla, that was the word I used right after the game Saturday. And they didn't want to show anything as they get ready for Virginia Tech in the Big 12, and they didn't. And Coach Bo Pelini, we'll hear some comments now from him after the ball game. He thought that the offense played a lot better this week.
I thought we did a lot of good things offensively. I really liked the way we came out. We attacked, and I thought we played really well offensively. And to start the game, I loved the energy we came out with. And overall, it was okay. Defensively, I thought we were inconsistent, sloppy, missed tackles at times, but I saw some good things too, you know, all the way through.
He seemed to want to be more positive in his press conference, especially after calling the defense soft, which we'll talk about in a moment. But Zach Lee, 340 yards, 4 touchdowns.
I'm not worried about where we're playing. He's playing at a high level. I really like how he's playing. I thought he spread the ball around well, and he played really well. He made a couple mistakes. He made a couple bad decisions, but it didn't hurt us. But overall, he played really well.
A couple of touchdowns to Mike McNeil. Niles Paul led the way receiving. What about that defense? It was talked about that maybe they played okay last week against Florida Atlantic, but not the style that the Carl and Bo Pelini were looking for.
I thought we played better than we did a week ago, but we're not where we need to be, and I think everybody feels that. That's why we practice. But I did see a lot of good things out there. I like the energy. I like the effort. Just got to get some things fixed.
He was asked about using the word soft. Did he think that his defense was soft again?
I saw some. Like I said, I thought we were sloppy at times. And that's an area we just got to get fixed. And, you know, we're just not where we are, where we need to be yet. We're not as efficient. We're not as, to the standard that I envision it.
Niles Paul led the team in receiving. Before we get to that, he's going to comment on Niles Paul and Barry Turner and where the team is right now. Your thoughts as you watch that game, I guess, compared to what Coach thought. And this, of course, before he can go watch film.
I just think defensively, if you're going to play the standard four-man front, which Nebraska does, they've got 6 guys to block you, and you're not bringing people up very fast. I think it's very easy for teams to pick up 2, 3, 4 yards. And then if they break that initial line, they did break some big plays off that I know that infuriates Coach Pelini. But once again, 9 points. You know, I think Florida Atlantic's a team that's going to score some points on some people. I think this team that we saw Saturday in Arkansas State will score some points on some people. So I don't know how you can be too disappointed going out there. If you're shooting 3 linebackers through and doing a bunch of stunting and blitzing and twisting people up front, yeah, then there's probably some head shaking. What's going on out there? But when you're going straight ahead doing nothing, I don't know how you can be disappointed.
Don't forget Bo Pelini's weekly press conference every Tuesday. You hear it live right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scheduled for 11:30 whenever he gets in there, 11:40 sometimes, but we'll have that for you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He was asked about Niles Paul.
He's been going. Niles is, he's played at a high level. He's he's an explosive player, a real heck of a player, and didn't surprise me for him to come out and have that kind of game. You know, he's playing at a real high level. Really like him.
Barry Turner, back from injury. How's he doing through two games?
I thought he played fairly well last week. You know, I mean, there were some things. These teams aren't holding the ball a lot against us. And, you know, today was a different type of game, different type of game plan than it was last week. And but I thought he played well. I saw him show up and do some good things.
Coach Popolini was asked, is the defense where he wants it through two games? Not is the defense where you want it, because it's always no. Is he where he thought he would be through two games, and kind of maybe surprising here?
No, but I thought it would be a little bit further along. We're sloppy at times, and sometimes our inexperience in some areas shows up. The communication is better, but still not where I want to be. And we're coming, but we're not there. I mean, it's just not what I'm used to seeing on a consistent basis.
Do you think because he's the defense, that he's more critical of the defense and more praising of the offense?
Undoubtedly. And he's just a tough guy to please, Doug. And if you're where you want to be through two games in the year.
No. You're two games in. Did you think this is where you would be two games in?
I understand. But if Bo Pelini is satisfied with where things are, there would be no reason to work the rest of the year. They got to figure it out. You can't say that. I think you got to go out there, and I think if that's the stance you're going to take, you're never going to be. It's never going to happen being perfect.
Again, I don't think you're getting the question. The question is, do you think that your defense through two games is where you thought it would be through two games? Is
no.
your defense where and you want it to be? And the question that was asked are two totally different things. So through two games, has the defense played about like you thought they would through two games?
I gotta say yes. I don't know what they're expected to do.
Let's go to the offensive side of the ball, where he is very pleased.
Yeah, I mean, other than the quarterback being new, I mean, we do have some experience and a lot of guys have played in some games. So our offense has been playing well. I expect that to continue. I liked what I've seen from that group.
But on the other side of the coin, he was asked, well, it was a good offensive first half against Arkansas State, but on the scoreboard, not so much in the second half. Why was that?
We took ourselves out of a couple of drives with some different things, and you have to execute right down the field. We didn't, like I said, we on all areas, we weren't as consistent as we have to be to play at the standards at the level we want to. And it's week two. You know, we got a long season ahead, and we just got to keep working. That's why you practice. You know, I mean, I don't expect them to come out. There's not a football team out there that's the steel curtain and a Super Bowl champion execution on week two. You know, that's why you practice. That's why you keep developing. And I expect our team to be fully prepared to go on the road and meet the challenge that's ahead.
So Virginia Tech comes up. Give me your initial impression of what you think this game's going to do, and that may change by Friday's picks.
Well, for not having running backs, you sure run the ball pretty darn effectively. Two guys over 150 yards, that's immediate concern. You've got to stop those two players. All right, you got to shut down the running game first and foremost. That's my initial impression. If they can do that, I think Nebraska's got a chance to hang around and give themselves an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter.
That sounds like a loser to me. Is that what you're saying? You're picking Virginia Tech today?
No.
Are you picking Virginia Tech?
No, I'm taking Nebraska today, just like I did a long time ago when you gave Nebraska zero chance of winning this ball.
I did not give them zero chance. I gave them zero chance of beating Oklahoma.
I believe.
No. In fact, after their stud running back went down, I said, this is a whole new ball game.
Okay. Well,
you've been on vacation so much, I know it's hard to remember what happened on the show. It is time for the Post-Bo Pelini.
You said zero.
H-Man from Riverdale. I did not. Why would I say zero chance in a game where we know the spread was less than a touchdown? I never said zero chance against Virginia.
1-888-455-3776.
You go listen to the podcast. You do the work. You find it.
Okay.
You find it. I'll apologize on the air.
Okay.
Never said zero chance.
Well, before the season started.
Let's get to H-Man in Riverdale. Might have said slim chance. I never said zero. I am sure I never said zero. H-Man from Riverdale, greetings. And I can't believe Roger Federer stole H-Man from Riverdale's theme music. It's unbelievable. Federer to kick the crap out of Del Potro this afternoon to win his sixth straight. A week ago, I listed six things I knew after the first Nebraska game. Today, H-Man will list six things I do not know after the second game. Six things that he doesn't know.
I don't know how possible that is.
One, why Blake Lawrence is playing. Two, I don't know when we will be able to put an offensive line out on the field that isn't a bunch of fat, lazy dunderheads. It sure would be nice if Ricky Henry or Marcell Jones could make one block before the conference season begins. Just one. Here's the third of six things that H-Man doesn't know. Why people buy tickets to the games if all they're going to do is sit quietly and spend the entire game watching the jumbo screens? If you're going to the game, cheer! If you want to watch the game on a television, stay home! Four, H-Man doesn't know how even the biggest Husker fan thinks will be any better than mildly competitive in Blacksburg this week. In my opinion, 30-20 loss at best. From the H-Man. Fifth.
Oh, my God, a blowout by 10 points, H-Man.
At best, he said that would be the best scenario. The fifth thing that H-Man doesn't know. Five, how can we get rid of Adrian Fiala? He looks like Jiminy Glick, and he's just a colossal embarrassment during both the broadcast and Big Red wrap-up. And the sixth thing that H-Man doesn't know, when Dan Hawkins will coach his last game at Colorado. I say fire the Hawk and hire Watson today. Let me be the first to donate $100 to help Colorado pay off Hawkins' contract. Oh. Go Big Red, H-Man from Riverdale.
I don't know, H-Man. I think the offensive line did something correctly. We had 494 yards. I'm not sure what you were expecting. 600, 800, maybe 1,000, H-Man. But you have to be happy with 494.
Against Arkansas State.
I don't care who you're playing. I think you're 4-for-4 in the red zone.
The
8-of-13 on third down conversions.
Get after H-Man. Get after Daddy. Get after me. Send your compliments, your criticisms, whatever you want to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. If the summer has dinged your vehicle up, they can take care of you. At the Dent Popper, check out your free estimate today on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. The address to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get the second half of our Mondays with Merck and Morris with Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College. We've already got more emails flying in. We're back after this.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Colin Cowherd here. Oh, the NFL season. It's drawing closer. So is the college football season. How to make sense of it all. One thing that always makes sense, StubHub.com for tickets. Every sport, every concert, too, even if it's sold out. You too, anybody? Their tour kicks off soon. One site has you covered. One site backs everything with Fan Protect Guarantee, and that's StubHub.com. Check them out. Here's how. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-StubHub.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors. The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders, Werner. Preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get an 8-foot aluminum step ladder or 16-foot aluminum extension ladder for the new lower price of just $63. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
This day in sports, September 14th, 1994, baseball owners responded to a 34-day player strike by canceling the rest of the season, including the World Series. After making the announcement, Commissioner Bud Selig spoke.
One can only hope now that we constructively move forward, solve our problems, and to rebuild not only the damage, but to take this game on to the great heights that it certainly has the potential to have.
And that's what happened this day in sports.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
It's a fact. Accidents happen. The wrong time to become concerned about your insurance coverage is after you've met someone by accident. Make sure that you have the right coverage at the right price by contacting the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency offers auto insurance from Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity theft recovery built right into their auto policy for no additional premium. Contact the Kroll Agency Incorporated for a free quote today.
Partly cloudy skies continue across the area today as we'll see high temperatures around 80 with a southeast wind from 5 to 15. For tonight with partly cloudy skies and some patchy fog possible late, will fall up to 54. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 66.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Den Popper Inbox. Vanilla talking about Nebraska's game plan Saturday because we didn't want to show Virginia Tech anything, holding back those Wildcat plays with Cody Green. By the way, fantastic show on Friday. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think that's from our buddy Mark in Minden.
Actually, Douglas, as I review my picks, actually 6-2 because we're taking whoever Washington State plays.
Hawaii was up 35-0 in the second quarter.
They're favored by 2.
Oh, God. I think it ended up 35-20. But
in 2 weeks, they play. They're at USC in 2 weeks. They are at USC in 2 weeks. What is Joe McKnight going to do to that defense?
Going to be some good stuff. Going to be some good stuff. Well, UNK got out to a quick start and put away Western State, and Hastings College got out to a quick start and put away Briarcliff Saturday, even though it was 10-7 at the half. And on Mondays with Merck and Morris, it's Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. Coach, 31-20 victory. Your overall thoughts, and hey, good morning.
Good morning. I was pleased. It was a good ball game. I think we were really, really good on defense. I mean, we were exactly what we're looking for defensively. We didn't really get started offensively until after halftime, but played a very, very solid second half football.
Just didn't have to throw the ball much, Coach?
No, not really. Probably when we look at it on film, probably should have. They had a free safety that was in our backfield most of the day. You know, we tried a couple play-action passes. Really couldn't get much going. They were really good on defense, and you know, so they took some things away from us, but we just felt really strongly that we could wear them down over a period of time. It just took a little bit longer than what I wanted.
Well, yeah, but you held them to negative 35 yards rushing.
Yeah, like I said, our defense was really good. They turned our defense turned them over 3 times in the first, 5 or 6 minutes, and we only wound up with 10 points to show for it, which concerned me a little bit. But you know, we gave up a couple of late scores and some yards late in the fourth, but we felt really good that our defense had pretty good control of the game most of the way.
Coach, I guess, is it already, you're 3-0, you got to be ecstatic. You've basically crushed the zeros, now bring on the heroes.
Oh, my God, already. It's unbelievable. Can we talk about this game?
I know he's not thinking about this game, Doug. That's why I think he's looking ahead already.
Are you talking about the number one team in the country that we're going to visit this weekend?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
They're very good. I mean, that's I don't know how to. I'm not trying to understate it. They put up 76 points against Dana, and I think they scored 7 offensive touchdowns, 2 on defense, and 1 on special teams. And you know, they're dynamite again on defense. So you know, we're gonna it's a it's a heck of a challenge. I think our kids are really looking forward to it. I know our coaches are as well, and to go up there and see if we can get a win.
Paul Markowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Monday. Okay, we know the task is very tall. Compare the team that Sioux Falls has this year to what they've had the last couple of years, where maybe they're even stronger, where they actually may have lost some people.
I don't think, you know, and in talking to Coach DeBoer at the preseason press conference, outside of replacing his punter, he really said he really didn't have many concerns much at all in terms with players he has coming back. But I think they might be better on defense. You know, we've looked at two games on them. One is a good measuring stick, the Nebraska-Wesleyan game. Dana, you know, they played them last weekend, and that's just not a real good measuring stick for us, because offensively and defensively they do totally different things. But they really bottled up Nebraska-Wesleyan. I think they had one first down rushing the ball, and that was it for the day. I think they're probably a little bit better on defense, which kind of concerns you because they were really good a year ago.
Coach, are you as deep as you've been since you've been at Hastings?
As deep?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we've in the last couple of years with recruiting, I think our coaches have done a great job of getting players in here, and we've kept a good group around, which has created a lot of depth, which has given us a lot of competition, which has really kind of helped us quite a bit.
Paul Markowitz joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess the question you ask everybody, and they always say, no, we got to get better, but you are 3-0, which you can't be off to a better start, and none of these have been nail-biters into the fourth quarter. When you play a Sioux Falls team, this is going to be such a totally different opponent. Do you have to – is there something that you do in practice to prepare differently, or how do you approach a game from this standpoint, which – you know, a lot of people are going to say won't be close either. So I guess, yeah. You know, what do you do here?
I think we try to approach it the same way. I think it sends your kids the wrong message. I think they recognize who they're playing and the sense of urgency. And you know, you don't get an opportunity to play the number one team in the country very often. We just happen to have it once a year. But we really don't try to approach it any different. We're going to try and put a game plan together that we think is effective and try to make some adjustments. It's still early in the season, so I know they've got different wrinkles in, and we've got some different things that we're gonna, try to use. We're looking at, for the first week really here, we're looking at some adversity with some injury. We got a little bit banged up. Nick Grummert's not going to be available up there on Saturday. Justin Anderson, who's been playing very well at wide receiver for us, is not going to be available either. And so, you know, you talk about you bring up depth. We're going to really have to get some big games from some guys that maybe haven't had an opportunity to step up, but will, you know, when we go up there on Saturday.
So does Maurice move in with that great game that he had? Does he start there for you?
You know, I'm not sure, because I don't know. It'll probably be a lot of both. We've gotten a lot out of him, but, I got to believe we're going to have to be able to throw the ball a little bit more than what we have. You know, they're a big physical team, but they're also very, very quick. And, you know, we had a really tough time a year ago running the ball against them, and we were able to get some big plays in the passing game, and sometimes having him out there kind of helps as well. So we're going to kind of pick and choose our spots with him, and you know, it's nice with him with as much experience as he's had. You can put him in a bunch of different situations.
Coach, I guess you knew going into the year that you had this one in Morningside, and it was going to be a measuring stick of where your program was at.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, year in and year out, when you look at some of the better teams in the league and where you want to go, and you know, those teams have been in the playoffs. That's where we want to be. And so those games are maybe as a head coach, you look at some different things when the game's over too, not just the final score, but where you're at and some of the things you have to get better at.
Well, Coach, we will discuss the outcome on Monday's show. You had some very nice performances. Mac Hemgee, of course, another great day defensively. It looked like you took care of business like you wanted to and didn't have to wait for that last drive this year.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. They did score on the last play of the game again, but it wasn't one that was that big of a deal. And like you said, it felt better to take care of business this year as we get ready to head up to Sioux Falls.
Well, Coach, safe travels. Play a great game. We'll talk about it on Monday.
Thanks, guys.
He is the head football coach at Hastings College. Paul Markowitz up to Sioux Falls. You can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. The kickoff Saturday is at 1 o'clock. I don't know how these coaches do it, but you look at some of the high school teams that we pumped up last week, and not all of them succeeded, and not all the pro teams that get pumped up. And you saw some of the college teams that we already talked about struggle for a lot of the game that were ranked in the top 25. I think Hastings College wants to play that they know that they can compete for the number two, maybe three spot in the conference, which is where which realistically is where they can hope to, you know, goal-wise. That's all that they can hope, I think, right now. They don't have a team like Sioux Falls has. I mean, this is like, you know, a team in the SEC trying to knock off Florida, like a Vanderbilt was last year. Yes, they took it to that next level, but weren't going to be knocking off a Florida anytime soon. Hastings needs to play well enough that they know that they can still make the playoffs this year, give Morningside a chance, or be that second or third best team in the conference.
You know, this was a game 30-17 a year ago at Hastings. You look at the other scores, you know, they're putting up some 70-0, some 50-13s. You know, other than Morningside, who's very competitive with them. I mean, there's 35-0. This is a game which Hastings, you know, maybe the score not indicative. Maybe the game was put away a little bit earlier than the 30-17 score would indicate. But nonetheless, this is what you want to measure your program against. And Hastings, since we've done this show, Doug, this is the best Hastings team I think Coach Paul Merkowitz has fielded.
Well,
I mean, is that safe to say?
The first year they went to the playoffs, okay. So it was pretty good. Coming up this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, if we have a set left, we'll be heading over to Husker Harvest Days on Wednesday with Lorne and Dinah Grow Dave and the entire gang there, a special two-hour program from the Dinah Grow, I guess we would call it Pavilion, at Husker Harvest Days, 11-1, some special guests. We'll also have our weekly UNK chat. Bob Jensen will join us, our weekly Wednesday ideas. But Dinah Grow, as Husker Harvest Days begins tomorrow, Daddy.
Yeah, lot 11:31 there waiting for you. Hey, commit to an increase of at least 36 units of corn. The 20% down payment, you receive a 12% cash discount. Oh, 12%? Well, if you figure that up, it's 26.18 throughout the year. So call your local Dinah Grow seeds dealer today, whether you're looking for corn, whether you're looking for soybeans, whether you're looking for a sorghum or that Everlast alfalfa, people. It lasts forever, that Everlast does. Come see us. Husker Harvest Days going on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Lot 11:31. We'll be there for a two-hour show on Wednesday. Can't wait to have you along with us there.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Robotic human surrogates provide a safer way for people to live their everyday lives in the comfort of their own homes.
On September 25th,
we may actually have a homicide here. An operator killed by signals from a surrogate.
We will pay the price for perfection.
You're going to be a witness to the rebirth of humanity.
Bruce Willis.
How do I stop this?
You can't.
Surrogates, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 25th.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, I'm Storm Head Coach Drew Schenick. There's a new storm coming to the Vero Event Center this season. The fans can look forward to major improvements, including a new sound system, suites, video, a new pro shop, and lower ticket prices. And oh, by the way, the hockey team is looking great.
Get a sneak peek at the next exhibition game on Friday, September 18th against the Omaha Lancers. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Vero.
This is the home for college football.
It's a sound football game, and I wish you were here.
Pro football.
Touchdown!
And the World Series.
One constant through all the years has been baseball.
baseball has marked the time.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Partly cloudy skies continue across the area today as we'll see high temperatures around 80 with a southeast wind from 5 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies and some patchy fog possible late, we'll fall up to 54. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's getting close to lunchtime, and of course, tonight, Monday Night Football! A doubleheader. It's a doubleheader. Get to the Coop early, folks. Get your seat. There's not a bad seat in the house, and make an evening of it because they have got specials every Monday night, including $2 you call. It's almost every drink in the house, $2, and you can't miss any of the NFL games tonight. It's the Patriots taking on the Bills, followed by the Raiders taking on the San Diego Chargers. And, of course, while you're there, take advantage of their great food. How about the wings? How about the boneless wings? It's called Chicken Coop for a reason. Chicken tender hoagies, crispy chicken salads. They've got the great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties with all the toppings and the sides of fries, coleslaw, potato salad, whatever you want. And, of course, the great, great, great appetizers like
balls of cheese.
Whatever you want. Food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day. Watch Monday Night Football tonight. $2 you call it. Maybe a little chislicks to go along. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips seared in your favorite wing sauce at the Chicken Coop. How'd we do with Eddie C., the first man to ever beat us in our Pigskin Pick'em on the Doug and Daddy Show? How'd he do?
Eddie from Kearney wasn't so lucky this weekend, guys. Didn't even crack 500.
Remember, if you beat us, you're in for the grand prize of 2 Lane recliners from Bruce Furniture in Kearney. Unbelievable. We win again. Who had the best score?
Eddie came in at 5-6, but Doug, 6-5, along with Tony at 6-5, but Doug, the tiebreaker. 48. There were 49 points scored in the Nebraska-Arkansas. 47 points scored in the Nebraska-Arkansas State game. Doug had 48, so just a point off there for Doug. He wins the tiebreaker.
If he doesn't miss the extra point, I nail it. I said 38-10. It's 38-9. I'm feeling pretty good about the weekend, Tony.
Well, you can't feel much better if you're 1 point away. I do that the rest of the year.
There you go. And I had Ohio State. So
And Washington State. Oh.
Ooh, I took Washington State.
Yeah, you did take
No!
And he still managed
still
to win.
Still beat you. Yeah. Beat you, so laugh about that. Folks, don't forget that this Sunday, 1 o'clock, Indian Head, it is the ESPN four-man scramble, and we have got unbelievable prizes. $1,000 first place. We've got Nike putters. We have got great items from the Boathouse, Sluggers, Sun Heat, Midas, also Giggles, Hogan's, Tri-City Storm, Schroeder's Smoke Foods. This is more than just a $15 clubhouse flag prize, folks. You are going to... we got so many great prizes, plus you golf. It's 60 ahead. There's the cash prizes as well for the winners. For more information, contact Indian Head Golf Course and get signed up for 1 o'clock, our shotgun start on Sunday at Indian Head in Grand Island. And plus, all the information is on the website at ESPNSuperstation.com. The weekend was not just football. Of course, it was volleyball. Tony, are we just at the point where we expect too much from Nebraska volleyball? The 90 match, even though it wasn't at the Coliseum, it's considered a home match at the Devaney Center. The 90 match home winning streak snapped by UCLA in 5 sets yesterday.
13,800 people all expecting a victory. Yeah, we were expecting too much. It's that simple. This is a team. Hey, they can be there towards the end of the year, but right away this year, let's. A lot of young players playing prominent roles for this team. Let's give them a little bit to acclimate themselves to the system and to Division I competition.
5 returning starters.
Well, you've got a lot of young players, Doug, seeing the court, too, along with those 5 returning players.
We're only playing 6 at a time, right? The UNK volleyball team is 11-1. I think I wrote... UNK's 11-1.
Well, they should be 12-0.
They will be on the road the next couple of weekends. Hastings College drops their first match of the year, although they go 3-1. They lost to the College of the Ozarks 15-11 in the fifth set Saturday morning. So they're now 14-1, and they'll play Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. I guess if a 0-0 tie against Regis is a good thing for the UNK women's soccer team. They are 4-1-1. The Lopers are 1-4-1, and they will be on the road this weekend. And before we get out of here, Daddy, there was some wacky high school football. I mean, let's give it out to Dave Colling and Kearney Catholic. It's not only shocking that they beat Ravenna, it's that they blew them out. Kearney High bounces back. There was some other, I mean, Aurora just destroyed McCook. There were so many games that make it Blue Hill only wins by 6 points over a cross-county team that nobody's talking about. I mean, there's just a lot of those games that happen on Friday night. To the winners, congratulations. To the guys on the short end, at least the teams we talked about, I think, are all still going to have great seasons.
Well, but you brought up the first one. The biggest head-scratcher, okay, we understand it's 35-0. Yeah, Ravenna's killing them. No, the score is the other way around, and everybody, we watched Ravenna, and we thought that was clearly a team that looked like they could come out of the West. The line all back, Crowell back at quarterback.
Well, how opinion changes in 1 week? Yeah, Kearney Catholic maybe 4-4. They lost about everybody. Ravenna 10-0. All of a sudden, ooh, Kearney Catholic could run the table. Yeah, I don't know. It's week to week, and that's why the coaches always say you got to play this week before you go to next week, and that's exactly the case. A nice win for Axtell, pulling away from Overton in another top 10 battle. Saturday, because it got postponed because of the weather Friday, Palmer outscores Giltner, 46-37. Great football game. Now they get Burwell. It's a top five matchup this week. Bob Jensen joins us Wednesday to talk about that. Gothenburg still looks pretty darn good. There's some good football teams out there from around the area. Adams Central is playing some good football right now as well. So we'll get ready for another Friday of a high school football here in Central Nebraska. And hopefully we can see some more good competitive football games.
Yeah, that's what we're looking forward to. Obviously didn't get much of a chance to talk about the NFL. Maybe we'll hit on that a little bit tomorrow. Brian Urlacher out for the year. Jay Cutler still just a chump as far as I'm concerned.
Urlacher being out totally changes the Bears. I mean, they have went from a playoff team. I picked him to win that division. Right now today, no. He is the Chicago Bears. If he can't play, I mean, that's how big a hit that's going to be. I immediately change my opinion right now. Although, with as bad as Cutler played last night, they should have beat the Packers. So everybody that loves the Packers, not much of an effort there at home last night. Still, we'll talk a lot more about that tomorrow. Bo Pelini's press conference, some other special guests, Troutman's Tuesday Tribute tomorrow. We want to thank Paul Merkowitz and Daryl Morris for joining us for our weekly UNK and Hastings College football chat. Doubleheader of Monday Night Football tonight here on ESPN Radio, pregame at 5:30.
Hey, Derek's going crazy. Buffalo.
Sorry, I'm going to shove a tennis ball down your throat.
We'll talk about that tomorrow as well, Doug and Daddy Show. Won't.